Dylan Olson, assistant coach.
Dylan, as you join the Olds Grizzlies this season and start coaching at the junior A level, just, you know, why is this an opportunity that you wanted to grab hold of and run with?
Yeah, just an opportunity to work with, you know, higher level, higher skilled players that are trying to get to the next level, which would be, nowadays would be trying to get to the WHL level, major junior, and then moving on to, you know, Division I schools. So if I could help these kids in any way, get to that level that, you know, that I got going through with the AJ, you know, myself, I feel like it's a huge asset.
Just tell us about your first two stops, coaching-wise, to get your coaching career started at CIHA, and then just before that, with Airdrie, I believe, right?
Yeah. So the first 2 years in Airdrie, I was coming off of retirement and wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, and I was just running, private individual sessions, and I figured, hey, let's get into coaching, let's try that out, and the Stars gave me the opportunity to be the head coach for 2 years, and it was amazing. You know, I loved my time there, and had two good teams, and then jumping in with CIHA last year, again just moving up, working with higher talent, you know, more skilled individuals, and helping them, you know, get to the next level, which is now junior, and here we are at the junior level. So those last 3 years of coaching really helped, and obviously having Mo and Tyson with CIHA last year helped bring the coaching staff here to Olds.
Yeah, so what have they said your role will be with the team this year?
So this year I'll be the assistant coach and, kind of overseeing the penalty kill.
Excellent. When you look back at your career, obviously you were a first-round draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks. You played at virtually every level of hockey from junior A to NCAA through to the pros and all the way up to the highest level at the NHL. You know, how do you reflect on your career and, what do you tell people about your hockey career?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite the journey, quite the experience. Hockey brought a lot to me. It brought me to where I'm at now, and it all started in the AJHL. AJ playing for Boris and Camrose, and really catapulted my career. So I've been in these guys' shoes before. I've been in this league. I know what it takes to get to the next level, and that's just what I'm trying to instill on these players to help them, kind of have the success that I had.
You had some success on Friday night as your team, Purple, managed to beat Mitch Visser's team, Orange, and win the inter-squad game here. What was that like being behind the bench with, about 45, 46 players on the ice that are trying to, put their best foot forward and trying to help them get there?
Yeah, it was great. Me and Mitch had a little side bet going on of who was going to win that game, just a friendly bet. But it was good to see. The kids had worked hard all week to get to that point, and they just went out there and gave everything they had. They're fighting for a position on this team, and it was a good back and forth game. Eventually I came out with the win over Mitch, but at the end of the day, it's about the players and their development, so it was a good experience.
What impressed you the most about the way that the kids on both sides put an effort in on Friday night? They're in their first real competition game.
Yeah, you could tell in the beginning they were a little bit nervous. Nobody really wanted to make a mistake, but once they got their first couple shifts out of the way, they just started playing their game, and their battle and compete level was high the entire time. Right, guys are, like I said, battling for spots, trying to earn a roster spot. So it was good to see the battle and compete for a full 60 minutes.
And things happen fast here in the preseason. I'm sure you guys have made a couple cuts from that night, and then you go right into playing in Calgary last night, and you guys come out with a 5-4 overtime victory. So, again, it is the preseason, but still being able to get a win in your first effort with the new coaching staff and with these players, what did that mean to you guys?
Yeah, it's big, after the not-so-successful season the team had last year, we're coming in here and we're changing everything we can to revamp this organization, to turn it into a winning culture and a place that players want to play, and starting with a win in an exhibition is going to help us lead in or carry on into the regular season, that we can keep putting these wins together and change how people look at the Olds Grizzlies.
You bet. What stage of things are we at here coming into today? Approximately how many players do you have in the building here today as you continue to whittle down this roster?
Yeah, we made some changes last night after the game, just a few guys that were let go. So tonight's going to be a different roster. Again, guys just fighting for spots. I think we got about 27 left, or no, sorry, not 27, about 37 left in camp here. So it's going to be another battle tonight. The guys are going to be fighting for every inch of that ice, and we'll go from there.
Excellent. Well, keep her going. Best of luck to Dylan this season. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.